The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 171,000 jobs in October, and hiring was stronger over the previous 2 months than first thought. The unemployment rate rose by 0.1% to 7.9% in September because more people without jobs started looking for work. The government only counts people as unemployed if they are actively searching. The department says the job market is gradually gaining momentum after nearly stalling in the spring. Since July, 173,000 jobs a month have been created, up from 67,000 from April through June. Still, President Obama will face voters with the highest unemployment rate of any incumbent since Franklin Roosevelt. The president spoke about the new figures during an appearance this morning at the Franklin County Fairgrounds.
Now, in 2008, we were in the middle of two wars and the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And today, our businesses have created nearly 5.5 million new jobs. And this morning, we learned that companies hired more workers in October than at any time in the last 8 months. The American auto industry is back on top. We've made real progress. But we are here today because we know we've got more work to do.
Speaking in Wisconsin this morning, Republican challenger Mitt Romney said the increase in the unemployment rate is a sad reminder that the economy is at a virtual standstill.
Today we learned that it's actually 7.9%, and that's 9 million jobs short of what he promised. Unemployment is higher today than when Barack Obama took office.
Romney says voters will decide between what he calls stagnation and prosperity. He says the president's policies have crushed the middle class, but the former governor says he'll make real changes that will lead to a real recovery. The president this morning also accused Romney of running a dishonest campaign, including ads designed to scare Ohio voters.
We've been seeing this out of Governor Romney and his friends over the last few weeks, right here in Ohio. You've got folks who work at the Jeep plant who've been calling their employers, worried, asking, is it true, are our jobs being shipped to China? And the reason they're making these calls is because Governor Romney's been running an ad that says so. Except it's not true. Everybody knows it's not true. The car companies themselves had told Governor Romney to knock it off.
The Romney ad suggests GM and Chrysler are adding jobs in China at the expense of workers in Ohio.